This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 386 for Tuesday, May 9th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed at Tuesday's close after posting losses for most of the day. The nearby July contract up $3.10 at the final bell at $736.30 per ton. New crop November up 60 cents at $712.20. Declines in crude oil had spilled into world vegetable oil markets earlier in the day, but oil moved off its lows, and soy oil, which had weighed on canola, also moved off its own lows. Concerns over a diplomatic dispute between Canada and China, though, did add to some softness in canola amid uncertainty over potential export disruptions. Statistics Canada released its latest stocks report this morning, pegging canola supplies in the country as of March 31st at about 6 million tons. That would be up from 5.2 million at the same time last year, but well off the five-year average above 8 million tons. The USDA will release its latest supply-demand estimates on Friday, and positioning ahead of that report was behind some of the activity. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both lower while wheat ended mixed. Soybeans pressured by an active U.S. planting pace and soft economic data out of China. The July soybean contract down 19 cents at $14.14 per bushel. U.S. soybean seeding was 35% complete as of this past Sunday, slightly ahead of trade expectations and well above the average of 21% done. Expectations ahead of Friday's report are wide-ranging, with some analysts expecting tightening ending stocks and others expecting to see an increase. The report will also include the first official new crop production estimates for the upcoming growing season. Corn, it is down on the day, losing 11 cents in the July contract at $5.84 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was 49% seeded as of this past Sunday, ahead of the 42% average for this time of year. The USDA announced cancellations of 272,000 tons of corn that had previously been reported to China. Wheat ended mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up 4 cents in the July contract at $8.48 per bushel. Kansas City up 12 cents in July at $8.56 per bushel, while Chicago wheat down 10 cents in the July contract at $6.43.5. U.S. winter wheat condition ratings edged up to 29% good to excellent from 28% a week ago, although 44% was still poor to very poor. Spring wheat in the country was only 24% planted, well off the 38% average and the fourth slowest on record. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine remained a feature in the background, with no agreement yet to extend the Black Sea Grain Corridor deal that is set to expire on May 18th. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, May 9th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.